It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Testing of autonomous vehicles is something you would expect to see in Silicon Valley. But how about Lake Superior? A couple of tech companies in Duluth have an ambitious vision to do just that, from submarines with no pilots in the Big Lake to autonomous machines underground on Minnesota's Iron Range. Dan Crocker has more.
John McGonigal is showing off a high-tech buoy his company is building in a workshop in West Duluth.
This is what we build right now, and we put out in Lake Superior. So
it's equipped with an array of sensors and hydrophones to measure sound underwater in Lake Superior.
This kind of, for lack of a better term, sees underwater, right?
McGonigal is a retired Navy submarine pilot and co-founder of Spear AI. The company has deployed 4 buoys in Lake Superior with plans for several more this spring. It's the beginning of what McGonigal hopes will eventually become a destination for tech companies to test autonomous marine vehicles. Think driverless boats and small unmanned submarines. Here's how it would work. Autonomous vehicles, whether they're robo-taxis or military drones, need to be able to navigate the world around them. They do that through artificial intelligence models that have been trained to recognize objects they see around them. Spear has developed a tool to do that underwater, to take all that acoustic data it gathers in Lake Superior and label the sound waves. And they're working with another company in Duluth called Anno AI to process that data so that AI systems can understand what they're hearing.
They essentially draw a shape around different parts of the image and tell the system, this is a fishing boat, this is a trawler, this is an ore carrier.
That's Stephen Witt, a former CIA intelligence officer who's now CEO of Anno AI. He and others say Lake Superior is the perfect place for this kind of work, in part because there's a huge range of geographic and climate conditions.
It's deep, it's cold, it has Arctic-like conditions, but you don't have to go to the Arctic, right? Because we've got all that ice out there.
Catherine O'Reilly directs the Large Lakes Observatory at the University of Minnesota Duluth.
So there's a lot of potential to use Lake Superior as a place for testing and assessing novel technologies.
It's also in the middle of the country, away from the prying eyes of America's adversaries, which is important when testing defense technology. Both Anno and Spear have secured federal military contracts, in addition to millions in private capital. Meanwhile, Anno AI is also working in North Dakota to create a test range for aerial drones, where machines could potentially fly from the deck of a ship in Duluth to make a delivery in Bismarck. And Witt says the company is also exploring using abandoned mines on the Iron Range.
We need to test and understand things like, how does a warhead impact an unmanned surface vessel? We don't and can't blow things up in Lake Superior for environmental reasons, but a flooded pit mine that's no longer being used could be a really good place to do that testing.
Witt says there's also opportunity to train autonomous systems how to work in deep underground environments by testing them in abandoned mine shafts. Some employees have raised concerns about partnering with companies with defense contracts that are testing military technology and about possible environmental impacts on the lake. To fully build out a test range would require significant infrastructure, including docks on the lake for boats, warehouse space, and a range of sensors in the lake. McGonigal and Witt hope to see that built out over the next decade. If that happens, Witt believes it'll draw other technology companies to set up shop in Duluth. It may sound like science fiction to some, but Walmart is already delivering purchases with drones in Dallas, Atlanta, and other cities. Autonomous vehicles are evacuating wounded soldiers from the battlefield in Ukraine. And if this vision takes hold, northern Minnesota could play a role in developing and testing future autonomous technologies. For the Upper Midwest Newsroom, I'm Dan Crocker in Duluth.
The Upper Midwest Newsroom is a public media collaboration among Wisconsin, North and South Dakota, and Minnesota, made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.